Hey guys, Deanna here with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. Support for Label Free Podcast is brought to you by Impression Derma. Who has experienced increased exposure to HEV light over the last year and a half? I know I have. If you don't know what HEV light is, let me educate you. HEV light is emitted from your phone, tablet, and computer that penetrates deep into the skin, which can lead to wrinkles and increased harm, leaving permanent damage. As an avid skincare and lover myself, I have found a solution that protects you from those harmful lights. Let me introduce you to Impression Derma, Let's Face It. This product will increase collagen, promote hydration, improve elasticity, halt premature aging, and shield against those free radicals, all by using these key ingredients: algae, boriti oil, bamboo extract, raspberry seed oil, bloom light, plus many others that are sustainably sourced and produced as well as ethically traded. Please head to ImpressionDerma.com and use code LABELFREE20 for 20% off. Again, please head to ImpressionDerma.com and use code LABELFREE20 for 20% off. What's good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Kemp with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. I'm super pumped. We've got a very cool guest. She is a newly published author. She is a director, producer, podcaster, actor. She is a Renaissance woman. Please welcome Katie Trinakis. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good, good. Sometimes I have to make sure. Thank you for joining us today, Katie. Please introduce yourself and tell the audience a little bit about your background.
Sure, sure. First, Deanna, thank you so much for having me, a fellow podcaster. I'm honored. Thank you. It's so cool. And I love all the pink you have going on in Chanel.
I know, I'm all pink.
Like, I am such a pink girl. I am. I have some pink on me too today.
A little bit,
Keith,
yeah.
Keith Haring, what's up? No label, right? It's Chanel and Keith Haring, no labels. sure, sure. So I grew up, I'm Greek. I'm very Greek. And I grew up in the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. And, you know, I came from philosophy and Socrates and just like culture and passion and the zest for traveling the world and exploring everything, you know, that has been gifted to us by being on this planet. So I fell into the creative field, anything creative, doodling, art, just the appreciation of language. I love poetry and dancing. And I ended up doing comedy and acting and touring the world with 50 Cent and G-Unit, you know, in South Africa and all around Europe. And that was so fun. Yeah. And so I've just been working in the entertainment industry for two decades now and traveling the world and just like being inspired. And I love podcasting and connecting with other people and hearing and sharing their stories with ethics, morals, and values. You know, with the two decades of experience that I've had traveling and being in entertainment, I've definitely, you know, pre-Me Too and pre, you know, a lot of things that, you know, we all can talk about now because of social media. You know, I always, when I was 12, I remember I wanted someone that I could talk to. I wanted someone that would be a little bird and whisper in my ear. And I remembered, I'm getting like little chills right now because I just remember like I said I was going to be that and hold space and do that for other people and be a part of the ripple effect because it starts with us, our choices, and what we do.
I love it. I'm all about passion. I'm a very passionate person. So that like, and I love to travel. I just have not been able to travel. Well, you know, I lived a very big life before with my late husband and, you know, it's been hard to kind of get that life back, but I'll get there. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. The entertainment industry for two decades, that's a long time. I feel like it's a very hard industry to be involved in, but you definitely have to be a creative type of person to be in that space.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's like a white canvas, you know, and like what you just said, like, oh, you're trying to get back to that place. It's in our mind. We have 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day, according to Dr. Joe Dispenza. And there's, you know, I've had to like hack and check myself because there's no going back to like what I had, you know, when I was traveling the world and I wrote all this poetry and I published this poetry book and I'm like, oh, like for a while, I was like trying to get back to that place. Like, it was what it was and it was an experience and I can tap into the essence of those moments that I like, but that was a captured image in my mind, in my hippocampus, in you know, in one of my three brains. there's never going back to that. It's who I am now and it's recreating my best version of my mold and my blueprint of now and building upon that and leaving what I don't want remembering what I do like and bringing those elements with me and recreating that with new energies and new people, you know, and my new self, because I'm not the same as I was just yesterday.
Well, for sure. Totally agree with that. I'm all about that vibe. I mean, yeah. And what I put out on like my Facebook all the time, I'm always putting out like affirmations and just like, let's try to be a better person today than we were yesterday. Because you know what? Yesterday's a memory. Today's like, you know, right now, and tomorrow is not promised. Right. Or however that saying goes. And it's always about like, you know, to inspire, I feel like, you know, when you are inspired or you're inspiring others, you're allowing people to step into like a whole new world and a whole new piece of themselves that they may not have realized that they had. And for you to be in the entertainment industry for so long and just to allow those creative juices to flow all the time and be successful, you've done some really cool stuff. So you do a lot of voiceovers. And you've been in TV and film. So you've been, you've written on Arianna Huffington's publications, and you're the first NFT artist to release a poem on love on the blockchain.
Yes. Yeah. And it's so cool because I can take all of my experiences that we were just talking about, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything, all the emotions, and I can take it all and I channel it into my work. So like I'm a painter and I doodle. So sometimes the canvas can be bright and colorful and pop culture, like my t-shirt today, if anyone's viewing this. But like, if it's a comedy role, I can take like all my quirky, like natural, my voice, like I'm branded in voiceover as Cartoon Katie, and anyone can hear my voiceover reels on chinakas.com, probably like on the radio. And, you know, I was Minecraft story mode season, story mode. That was really cool. And then like Nancy Drew, I played her best friend, Georgia, like this 12-year-old character. So I can take all that and like video games and like are like dark and like death and like do what you will. So I can take like, if I'm exhausted, I can like, if it's something going to take like a lower vibe energy or something, I can do my voiceovers at nighttime, my auditions.
Yeah.
Do it at nighttime to channel like, oh, I'm exhausted. I don't know. Cause all my good energy is at the top of the day. If something's like, oh my God, Clueless or da 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 da, or, you know, so it's like knowing yourself, like know thyself, like Socrates says. And like, if it's like, know how to channel that energy. So being in tuned, and then like I have a on-screen audition due Wednesday for a lead in a feature film that shoots in New Mexico. And so like on a psychological level, like it's due Wednesday, so I have time to like read over the details, marinate, kind of come up with some character backgrounds, and before I go to like the written text of it, which is the technical part, and then allow a day or two for it to seep into my bones, literally, and then pick it up. And then it's like, it's like a sponge into me. Right. Sometimes though, you have like 12 hours or 24 hours or 48 hours. So you have to do all of that. And so again, you have to like structure everything, your schedule, even like what you eat, you know, and like when you sleep and what you allow, like if you're watching TV or not. So it's being very in tune with yourself and, you know, just kind of taking it. And then we're never going to be like always 1000% ready. We can gear up for that, but we just have to like start messy and do it. And like, this is the best version start of myself today.
I like that. I'm writing that down. That might be the title of our show. Start messy and do it. I like that.
Because like, there's something called the perfectionist or the imposter syndrome, where people don't like start until they're like 1000% ready. No, like I always knew like what I wanted to do. And I trained along the way, and just by connecting with people and people are like, oh, I'm bored. Well, if you're bored, it's because you're in your own self. Like if you're interested, then you're going to be like interesting. And when there's so much in the world going on, and it's like, we can learn from one another, and it's an exchange of energy back and forth. So that's why as an actor, like not only knowing your lines and coming up with your character stuff, but also like on the other side of it, it's listening and how someone's saying something, what they're saying, and then responding to it. So like a lot of times directors and producers, they're looking at you on the video because you're casting, self-taping, and they're seeing you before you get the third callback. And it's like a lot of people are like deer in headlights because they're not listening. So like, it's so important to like be a great listener. And that's why I love podcasting so much, because you get to like be a great listener and hear these amazing stories and go back and forth with one another.
Yes, I totally agree. I love it. It's definitely a unique space that I've just fallen in love with. And I get to talk to so many amazing people like yourself. And it's just, and you're all so dynamic in your own. And we are all so unique in our stories, what we have to offer the world and to the, anybody who's listening out there, just, you know, connecting with you guys is so important to us. And I know it's important to Katie as well, or she wouldn't be here and she wouldn't have a podcast herself. Where do you want to talk about first? Your podcast, your book? Where do you want to go? Like, because you got a lot to talk about.
Let's talk about the podcast.
Okay. First. So tell us about your podcast.
Sure. My podcast is called She's All Over the Place because literally I have been all over the place. It's called She's All Over the Place Podcast. Kelly from Ecos, she is amazing. She check out Ecos Clean. She's a Greek boss, powerful woman. Her father started Ecos. You know, he became a chemist in the 60s. And it's so cool because like, he was so aware of the environment, and we just celebrated 51 years of Earth Day. And the theme for this year is restoration. And, you know, so I had her on this week for Earth Day, celebrating Earth Month, but Earth Day should be every day. That was really cool because not only did I get to like connect with her, meet with her, I met her at the Emmas in 2018, the Environmental Media Association. And I'm like a big advocate like for our planet, obviously, you know, and being healthy and clean, not only for myself, but for the ones we love. So to connect with her and have her on my podcast was just so mind blowing. In addition, she's Greek, I'm Greek. So it's like, we have these Greek roots. Arianna Huffington specifically asked me to write for her publications. When I met her during New York Fashion Week, I was in New York, and
very cool.
I met her on Valentine's Day, and she asked me to write for her for Huffington Post. And then she created Thrive Global about 4 years ago. So I've been writing on Thrive now. So, you know, post Me Too, post riots and everything, Kelly for the very first time had the, you know, courage and felt comfortable in the space to share her story. And I didn't know, and a lot of people didn't know, like, she's not only Greek American, she's like Greek African American. Like, she's African American. I know. And so I was able, like, they came to me and asked me to share the story on Thrive. And I was like, wow, like, during Women Empowerment Month, like Women History Month, on Women's Day, like March 8th, like I published an article about Kelly, who I always idolized and like looked up to, is like this Greek like leader in the space, and everyone in the country does, in Greece, you know, like, she's super like, you know, respected and accomplished, and like mind blowing of, you know, her legacy that her dad created and she's a part of, and she had big shoes to fill. And so to find out she's African too, it was, if I was shocked by it, and I was like, oh wow. I was like surprised. And then I was able to like share that story on Thrive Global on Arianna Huffington's platform, and like, she's Greek, and that whole synergetic connection, how like everything, when you're all over the place, how everything like really ties in. So the writing, honoring culture, like, you know, like being able to be a voice and know how to use the voice and what matters and things of that nature, and to share stories, because whoever reads that story, for them to feel comfortable, for them to be like, oh wow, and to know the story, but also to, you know, leave a token of the legacy and create space for other women out there. You know, her company just went climate positive as of this month. And also her company has 51% executive females on the, so it's like, I get to be a part of this, and they're like, because of the choices I've made in life, it starts with the ripple effect, it starts with us. Because of the choices I've made, I've been able to connect with such opportunities in life, and that's how I feel life is for all of us. It just starts with the choice, the thought form that turns into the materialistic thing that we see, right? The camera, the audio, the mic, you know, communicating with one another.
Yeah, I love it. But real quick, I'm just going to take a quick commercial break. You guys, support for Label Free Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below the waist grooming. Ladies, it's all inclusive here. You can use it too. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. That's a lot of men out there. Thank you. I know I really like that and appreciate it. So keep it up. We have an exclusive offer for my listeners, 20% off plus free shipping with the code labelfree20 at manscaped.com.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got a lot of cool stuff. So I highly recommend. But so where can people find your podcast?
It's everywhere. So, it's called She's All Over the Place Podcast. So just Google it and you'll find it. But also on my website, it has all the links to everywhere, but it's chonacas.com is my website, chonacas.com.
Very cool. And I will definitely put all those links, everything that where you can find this amazing woman in the description of the episode, wherever you're listening, YouTube and audio, what have you. Let's talk about your book.
Sure.
I love poems. And I feel like when someone has the ability to write poems, they're really in touch with some deep stuff inside of them. And, you know, I have a very, a big love and appreciation for that. So what prompted you to write tell us about it. Tell us.
Sure. The very first time I wrote a piece, I was 12 years old. I was sitting on my top bunk against the wall. It was after school. I felt frustrated. I felt confused. I felt like just misunderstood. And I grabbed a pen and paper sitting against the wall. And I wrote my first piece called The Oddball. And I underlined it and I just wrote. And I hope one day that piece comes up. But that was the first piece I ever wrote. And so I had the grand pleasure of traveling the world. When I was a kid, I just wanted to get out and see as much as possible. I felt like a bird in a cage and I just wanted to get out. And like my quote unquote backup plan was to become a flight attendant back in the day when I was a kid. I'm like, really? If I have to, which I didn't have to, thank God, thank goodness gracious. But my backup plan was to become a flight attendant. Cause I knew they had like buddy passes and they flew for free. So I was like, that's my backup plan. So I can travel and see the world.
Yeah.
But, sidebar, it's called like The Flight Attendant. It's a limited series on like HBO, which is amazing. You have to watch it if you haven't seen it, with a girl from The Big Bang Theory. It's so good.
Okay, so cool. Is it the blonde from Big Bang?
Yeah.
Oh, I love her. So I'm gonna have to check that out.
And her role's so different than her role in The Big Bang Theory. So it's like, it's great. It was like up for a couple things too, actually, during like Oscars and stuff.
That's good.
But circling back around, as an artist, as a creator, as a lover of life and the planet and traveling the world, I traveled from, for many years, but I took pieces from a time of 2004 to 2012. I selected 11 pieces. And not only did I select these 11 pieces that just were very cherishable to my heart and soul, I was creating artwork with Robert Sturman. He's a legendary artist, photographer, robertsturmanstudio.com, and look at his work, but it's in the book. So I asked his permission. He said, of course, we built this body of work together. So it's not only 11 pieces of poetry, it's coupled with 14 pieces of the artwork that we did between the energetic time, the soul division of a moment of 2004 through 2012. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I was, I thought it was really apropos to combine those so people would see where I was on my journey during that time and be able to have a visual of who I was in my spirit and my soul that are captured through the images. And the images aren't just images. They're done with Polaroids by the original Polaroid. That Polaroid discontinued in 2001. So he went and bought up all these Polaroid packs that come in these silver packs, and he put them in the freezer to preserve them because he could and then fill them up in all these freezers, because once they're done, they're done. And normally when an artist is done with their series, they're like a Van Gogh, they're dead. But he was still very young and alive and vivacious. So he had to redevelop his unique skill set as a photographer, which he did, and he went off to do amazing things that you can see like on his website and his Instagram, Robert Sturman. It's Sturman. But the poetry book,
what's the name of the book?
It's called A Lover's Fairy Tale.
Beautiful.
A Lover's Fairy Tale is the name of the book, and it's because I was so, as we all are, very innocent. And enthralled with the beauty of life and our soul's purpose of being here in nature and the trees and the oceans and the animals and just the culture, the food, the people, and just things that, like, it's not about the money. It's just,
that's your soul on fire.
Yeah, it's just nature. What's been given to us on this planet. So it's called The Lover's Fairy Tale, and it's me just being in this, like, fantasy world of, like, all these endless thoughts of possibilities. Like, the mind is a tool, right? So it can be a fantasy, or it could be a death threat, depending on our thoughts. So yeah.
Why don't you pick a poem and read it to us?
Sure.
Athena would like to hear that. So she's since you're Greek, my boyfriend's Greek, and we picked Athena for her. So
Athena, adorable.
My little warrior princess over here.
So cute. She's so cute. Oh, and since you're Greek,
I am not, my boyfriend is.
Right, no, but like, you're Greek because he's Greek.
Oh.
Of course, you're Greek by association.
So, oh, okay, good.
So you two have to watch. It's a limited series. It got picked up on Netflix. It's very dark, though, but it's called Blood of Zeus. So you can find out more about Greek mythology. It's so cool.
I love Greek mythology. Oh, my gosh. My German shepherd's name was Zeus. Oh, my gosh.
Cute. Oh, my God. It's all about Zeus, and you see what he did.
Okay, cool.
You can know all about what he did. But seriously, like, they're such short episodes, like 20, 30 minutes. So you're going to, like, marathon it quickly. It was so fun. I did it with my dad because he's the Greek one on the side. Yeah. Well, my mom watched it too, but, you know. Yeah. So Blood of Zeus, definitely check it out on Netflix. And it got picked up season 2, which is cool.
Very cool.
So A Lover's Fairy Tale, I think the one I'll read is, I'll just, because it's called to me, it's probably the shortest one in the book, but it's called, it's the first one. Okay. But it's wild because I wrote it in 2004. I was driving from the east side to the west side to Santa Monica, and I was going to be in a Pink music video.
Cool.
And oh yeah. And it was so hot at the beach, and I'm like in this huge parking lot in Santa Monica, and I'm like 45 minutes early. But I'm like super frustrated, and I just like had this like feeling that came up inside, and like I didn't have a pad of paper, and I just picked up a receipt from the ground and a pen, and I just wrote this piece verbatim, and it just poured out of me. And I wrote this in 2004, but now circling back around of publishing it and reading it and going over it, it's so in tune with when you think of the love of, like, the planet and us as a society, and you hear the words, and there's some keywords that I say, and maybe on a psychological level, you'll understand what I'm talking about, but I'll just read it. But that's the moment before. So in acting, there's always like the moment before. And I think it's so important. Like, what inspired you to write this piece? Right.
Yeah.
Life is always like life and death. Right. So, so this piece is called, ASC on the 26th. So it was on the 26th of the month. And ASC is initials to somebody in particular.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And it goes like this. Who would have thunk it? It's driving me crazy, this feeling inside. I can't call you. I'm thinking, feeling you. I don't understand this love. One day, everything is so perfect, so precious, so fine, so pure. The next day, we are so infected. Please, please, why has this love poisoned us? Free me from thy germs. I want the purest for both of us. Leave me not, for I sorrow. Love me not, for I sorrow. Love me tender, for it's your soul I would want to die for. Hold me, breathe. Come to me. I enjoy shedding my tears for you. You make me weep. I enjoy weeping for you. Stay off me, brother of love. Stay away from me. Make me stir crazy. Make me bleed. Only wish and weep for me. Tender close, I hear thy not. Brother, my brother, who has lost? Forgiven my forsaken soul. One lie leads to endless treasures. I weep for you not. My knees gone somber.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
A little heartbreak there, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
But you know, those heartbreaks and those tragedies. Okay, thank you, Teddy. We know that you're there. Thank you for making an appearance. Those traumas and those heartbreaks really, for me, stir up some stuff and it allows you to tap in. And like, if you are creative like that, tap into that, like letting that out in the paper, and you create such beautiful words. No.
Thank you. the moment, the explanation in the moment that I identify with of now is like on a planetary level, like now we're all in a deep state of reflection, and like I don't understand this love, like love for nature and life. Like we've been given everything, like everything was so perfect, so precious, so fine, so pure, and the next day with the coronavirus we're so infected.
Yeah.
And like, please, why has this love poisoned us? And we don't understand like why we've been poisoned, because we don't understand what we've done to ourselves. Free me from thy germs. I want the purest for both of us. Leave me not for I sorrow. Love me not for I sorrow. Love me tender for your soul I would want to die for. It's like now we're begging and pleading, please, please, please. But it's like we had it so good. We just didn't appreciate it. We just weren't so aware, you know? So it's kind of like so wild, but yeah.
Yes, I love it. I love the synergies there. Very, very intuitive, Katie. So before we wrap things up, and thank you very much for being a guest. You're just awesome. I can't wait to watch your trajectory with everything that you're doing. Where can people find your book really quick?
Amazon. So it's there, Amazon. Everyone can buy it there. Aloversfairytale.com. Yeah. But also, I'm a content creator. So definitely if you go to Katie Chinonka's YouTube and The Sophisticated Psychos, you can, our music is streaming everywhere on every single platform, music platform. And we also create content series. So we have Couples Therapy Season 2 that just launched this week. So you can binge watch all of Couples Therapy Season 1, watch Season 2. They're all in The Sophisticated Psychos YouTube channel. And then we also have another series called #Selfie. It's a limited series that I produce through the union, through the Screen Actors Guild.
Wow, okay.
And it's about a girl's weekend going to Coachella, and it's a comedy. and it's a pun because like there's no Coachella this year. So it's like I released it because there's like no Coachella. So it's like, oh yeah, we're all going to Coachella. And so yeah, The Sophisticated Psychos, the YouTube channel, and run all the social media everywhere.
You are a busy girl. I'll put all those links in the description of the episode. Before we say goodbye, is there any last words of wisdom or advice you'd like to leave with the audience?
Sure. What comes to my heart and mind is when I was a child, these three elderly ladies said to me, they're like, do it all now. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. And thank God I listened to them, because I traveled the world, literally the whole entire world twice. And I just got involved and I just dabbled into so many different things. And I know there's some limiting circumstances because of what's happening on a planetary level right now. But if you want to do something, like just do it. Like Nike, like Nikki, the victorious people to win, just do it. And just, and also it's like, you know, like a lot of things, on a psychological level, like if you knew or didn't know, like a lot of like, women, like, it's very common to have like a miscarriage. So like a lot of people when couples get pregnant or people are pregnant, they don't say anything the first trimester, the first 3 months, because it's building this synergy and this energy. So when you want to do something, like keep it for you, build up that energy and that chi within yourself instead of talking about it and letting it all go, because once it's like a balloon, it deflates.
Yeah.
And like protect your vision and what you want to do, and keep it for you, and keep it inside. And it's a practice, and it's difficult to do, but keep it inside instead of like giving it to the world. And then just, because people go around and they're just believing their own BS because they're just like talk. And it's like, it's all in their head. Like in their head, they already did it from zero to hero. Like they already did it. But like to actually take actionable steps, like I have something called an 11X method. So it's like 11 hacks of your personal and 11 hacks of your professional. and write it down. 11 things yeah. every day, and hold yourself accountable to do those 11 things every single day. I also do industry coaching, personal coaching. So you can find me just on chinogas.com. If you want to continue the conversation, we can chat more. Also, I have amazing episodes on my podcast that you can hear that can help you like with hacks and taking actionable steps for your dreams and goals. Cause I mean, we're here. Shaman Harry Paul, our friend, says we're here for one long moment. We're literally here for one long moment. Like, what are we choosing to do? And what are we choosing not to do? So with that, thank you so much for your time and your space and being here and listening to us chat. And, you know, I honor you. The number one most valuable thing is our attention. You know, more than money is our attention. And you're here. You invited me here. Thank you so much. And for the listener and the viewer, thank you for being here and holding space with us.
Oh my gosh. Beautiful. Woohoo! Give it up for Katie. You guys, this is your host, Deanna Kempel with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. Please don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, share, follow, all those good things. And we'll be back soon with more dynamic guests.